This message is made available by the partners and friends of Breakthrough Miracle Life. Catch our live broadcast every Wednesday and Sunday on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, and on internet radio at mixlr.com/BREAKTHRU.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I want to share with us from the book of Exodus, chapter 33. There is something that catches my attention, and I'm praying that we will be edified. Exodus chapter 33. When you are there, you say amen. Exodus 33, and we will take it from verse 11. But to catch the whole story, we will take it from 7, but I'll just paraphrase a few parts. The Bible says, "Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch outside the camp, some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people arose and stood at the entrance of their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshipped, each at the entrance of their tent. Then the Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as one speaketh to a friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but this young aide, Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Lead these people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, 'I know you by name, and you have found favor with me.' If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember, this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very things that you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, and the Lord, my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on the rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft in the rock and cover you with a hand until I have passed. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." Praise the name of Jesus. Starting at the end, the Lord said that there is a place besides me where I am going to place you. And after that, you will be able to see my back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, there is a place besides me. There is a rock besides me. And we know that our Master Jesus is the rock of ages, the very foundation of our continuity in life. Apostle Paul was saying that he is the cornerstone that was rejected. That was Peter. And Paul says that Christ is the foundation that was laid. And there is no other foundation that will ever be laid. Praise the Lord. Moses in his dispensation had no legal platform to experience the realities of God because of the state of humanity in which he was. But the Bible says by the grace of God, just because he found favor, there were some privileges in the realm of the spirit that he kept on enjoying. But God kept on telling him, you have found favor with me and I'm pleased with you. That's why you're enjoying these things. So he kept on asking for more things and more things because he had understood that there is a platform of grace that he had obtained before God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The fact that placed him in Christ, the rock. You remember the Bible says that Jesus was that rock that followed the children of Israel and gave them water. Amen. So the Lord placed Moses in Christ, though the time had not yet come. But there were some guys that tested the benefits and the privileges of salvation, even though the dispensation had not yet come. Amen. Praise the Lord. But there is something that I want to communicate to us about the reality of the presence of God. Somebody said the reality of the presence of God. The Bible tells us that when God created man, Genesis 1:26, he created him in his own image after his own likeness. He said, let us make man in our own image after our own likeness and let us give him the right to. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that God had created man in his own image according to Genesis
1:26.
He created him in his own image. After his own likeness. Now, image relates to inner quality or inner characteristics. And then likeness relates to class. The Bible says God creates man in his own image. After his likeness. And I was saying that the image relates to inner quality or inner character. And then likeness relates to class. We have animals, we have plants, and then we have human beings that were made in the class of God. I always tell people that the scientists group us in animal kingdom. But we forgive them because they don't have their telescopes and microscopes cannot see the kingdom where we come from. But for us, we come from the kingdom of God. That is our origin. We descended here to express the realities in the invisible. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now we know that when sin came, that image was affected. When that image was affected, even the likeness was disturbed. And people began to behave like animals. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But there is an expression of divinity in our lives that is restored by the reason of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says that when sin came, man fell from the realm of glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We were no longer able to align and express ourselves on the dimension of glory that God had intended. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, man created in the image of God.
Omuntu eyatondebwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda.
Sin comes.
Ekibine kijja.
And his ability of expression.
Obusobozi bw'okweyolesa.
Is limited.
Nebukugirwa.
Man entered into limitation.
Omuntu nayingira mu kukugirwa.
It became difficult for man to express himself the way he was supposed to express himself.
Nechifuka kizibu eri omuntu okweyolesa nga Katonda bwe yali agenderedde.
Nga tekikyali kyangu omuntu okukola nga Katonda bwe yali amukoze. Atamble.
It was no longer possible for man to do what God had created him to do.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Amen.
Mukama wafe yebazibwe. Ng'omuntu ayinza okuwulira nti alina obusobozi.
A man would feel that they have the potential.
Naye nga bw'atandika okukola ebintu tebivaamu nga bw'asuubira.
But when they start to implement, things do not turn out the way they expected.
Limitation came in the dimension of humanity.
Okugira ne kujja mu mbala y'abantu.
God in his graciousness,
naye Katonda mu kisa kye,
he sends his son to liberate us or to bring us to a dimension of liberty.
N'atuma omwana we okutusumulula oba okutuleeta mu ddaala ery'eddembe.
So there are different empowerments that he gives to us.
Kakati waliwo obusobozi bwanja
ulobwatuwa. There are different things that he releases in our spirits to be able to operate according to the original standard.
Waliwo ebintu ebinja ulobyasumula munda mu myoyo gyaffe tusobole okukolera ku platform ezenja ulo.
When God created man,
Katonda bw'atonda omuntu,
he gave him his nature, his image.
Yamuwa ekifaananyi kye.
Number two, he gave him what we call the Garden of Eden. The Bible says that God created man, and after creation, he planted a garden for him.
Bible egamba nti Katonda yatonda omuntu era bwe yamala omutonda n'amuteerawo ennimiro.
He gave him an environment.
N'amuwa embeera.
Somebody say environment. So this Garden of Eden was an environment that was controlled and saturated by the influence of divinity.
Kakati ennimiro ya Eden yali mbeera ng'efugibwa okomwako okw'obwa Katonda.
In that garden,
mu nnimiro eyo,
first of all, the word Eden is interpreted as a dwelling place.
Ekigambo Eden kivunulwa nga ekifo ekibeerwamu.
It is also interpreted as a place of delight.
Era kivunulwa nga ekifo ekisanyukirwamu.
And Ezekiel calls it the garden of his presence.
Ate Ezekiel akiyita ennimiro ey'okubeerwawo kwe.
Somebody said the garden of his presence. So it was an environment.
Waliwo embeera.
It was an environment. Okay, we can use that. It was an environment that carried the presence of God. It was an environment that was saturated by the realities of God. It was an environment that gave humanity a highest platform of opportunity to release and operate in the divine order.
Yali mbeera ewa yawo omuntu omwaganya okusobola okwetaaya era okukolera mu bwa Katonda.
So when Jesus comes,
kati Yesu wajja,
he comes to restore us to the image.
Ajja okutukomyawo mu kifaananyi.
He comes to restore us in the nature of God.
Ajja tukomyawo mu mbala ya Katonda.
And we know that when you come to Christ, you become a new creature or a new creation.
Era tumanyi nti bw'ojja eri Kristo ofuuka ekitonde ekiggya.
And when you become a new creature,
bw'ofuuka ekitonde ekiggya,
then you are required to begin operating the way the new creatures operate.
Era osuubirwa okutandika okukola ng'ebitonde ebiggya bwe bikola.
And among the things that were restored is that environment.
Ebimu ku bintu Kristo bye yazzaawo y'embeera eyo.
A human spirit was created to live in the presence of God.
Omwoyo w'omuntu yatondebwa kubeera mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda.
When sin came, man ran away from the presence of God.
Ekibi bwe kyajja omuntu n'adduka okuva mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda.
Every other time man would come in the presence of God, there would be guilt and condemnation.
Oluvannyuma lw'ekibi omuntu buli we yakomangawo mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda ng'afuna okwesalira omusango.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It was difficult for him to find or to operate on a higher level of liberty.
Kyali kizibu ye okukolera ku ddaala erya waggulu ery'eddembe.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus comes, number one, to restore you to the image of God.
Yesu ajja ekisooka okukuzzaayo mu kifaananyi kya Katonda.
Number two, to restore you in the divine functional environment.
Where
your spirit can freely express itself.
Where
the liberties of God, the liberties in the spirit will be evident in our spirits. He paid the price for our sin, that our conscience will be purged of the consciousness of sin. So that when we come in the presence of God, we are not looking at our limitations and failure, but we are looking at the sovereignty of God. We are looking at the power and the greatness of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me hear you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So man, created in the image, gave a divine functional environment. His spirit is able to connect to different spiritual realities. Man is able to catch the basic revelations that are coming from God. Man is able to connect with the mind of God. Man is able to relate with his environment in a way that ushers him into a dimension of creativity. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Katonda bwe yakola omuntu.
When God created man,
simanyi oba yamukolera wa.
I don't know where he made him from.
Naye Bible yegamba bwe yamala na teekawo ennimiro n'amuteekamu.
But the Bible says after that he put him in a garden.
N'amugamba mu oba okolera.
And he told him, you work from there.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Amen.
Mukama yebazibwe. Ekibibu ekyajja,
when sin came,
ne tubanga tetukyasobola kubeera mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda.
We were not able to remain in the presence of God.
Twali twesalira omusango.
Because we were feeling guilty.
Ng'oli buli lwajja mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda.
Every time one would come into God's presence.
Mu kifo ky'okulaba obulungi n'obunene bwa Katonda, alaba bunafu bwe, alaba kulemererwa kwe, alaba nga tasaanidde.
Instead of seeing the goodness and the power of God, they would only look at their failure, their weakness, and their the fact that they are undeserving.
Jesus comes and he gives you his righteousness, his holiness.
Yesu ajja n'atuwa obutuukirivu bwe n'obutukuvu
bwe. He gives you a new status in life.
N'atuwa embeera empya mu bulamu.
And then he allows us to express ourselves in the presence of God.
N'alyoka atukiriza n'okusobola okweyolesa mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda.
This was made possible by the giving us of the Holy Spirit.
Kino kyasoboka ng'amaze okutuwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
2
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
The
Spirit is the Lord, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want you to catch this thing and then we will fly.
Njagala tukwatagana n'ekintu kino tulyoke tweyongereyo.
Amen.
Amen.
You were created as a free moral agent.
Watondebwa ng'ekitonde ekyesalirawo.
Able to make decisions.
Ng'osobola okukola okusalawo.
Able to express yourself.
Ng'osobola okweyolesa.
According to the glory of God.
Okusinziira ku kitiibwa kya Katonda.
That was embedded in you.
Ekyali mu ggwe.
When sin came. Man entered into limitation. His ability to express himself was hampered. Man entered into bondage. Man entered into slavery. Man entered into the infirmities of the heart. That it was no longer easy for him to express the goodness that God had intended. The entire human race was covered with infirmities. So the Lord comes. He gives you the new nature. He gives you the image. He gives you His presence by the influence of the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And by His word, He changes your mindset. He changes your mentality. He changes your attitude. Amen.
Amen.
Now many know that they are new creatures. Many know that they have the Holy Spirit. But again, they are limited by different attitudes. Wrong theologies, wrong ideologies, and different realities that fail them to express and enjoy the liberties that are in the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So in the course of restoration, man began to experience God on different platforms. Even before Christ. And one of those experiences, the experience of Moses. And even David. And many other patriarchs. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They experienced the realities of God. They touched the very experience of divinity. And their liberties were expanded. And I pray that the same will happen to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You and me, we are spirits. We are permitted to live in the Spirit, but we have also the ability to live in the physical world. God has given us keys that can unlock the realities in the realm of the Spirit. And one of those keys is the element of faith. Giving you the platform and the liberty to express yourself in the invisible world. When you read Galatians chapter 6 verse
15
and Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 speaks of two things. Let's first read the one of 6:15.
Bagalatia mukaga. Can we read it together? Tuchisomefena.
1:3 we go. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is the new heart. In other words, for you to enjoy the liberties that God had ordained for you, you needed to understand the basic dynamics that are involved in the realm of new creation. Mukama wa favors we.
Amen.
For okusobola okunyumirwa ebintu Katonda bye yali asazeewo nti tunyumirwe.
For us to be able to enjoy the things that God had determined for us to enjoy. And the devil came in and stopped us from enjoying
it.
He made us a new creation. Now these people were disputing some things. And somebody says circumcision is not important. What is important is that you're a new creation. Because for you to be a new creation takes you back to the beginning where God started.
Then the next one, Galatians
5:6. Bagalatia 5, mukaga.
1:3 we go.
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
The first thing that counts was what? The first thing that counts. The first thing that counts was what? New creation. Amen.
Amen.
And then they are telling us another thing that counts. And they are saying it's what? Faith.
kukiriza.
Now faith is a living force
kati okukiriza manya malamu
that comes from the word of God.
Agava mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Faith is a power
okukiriza manya
that connects you to the realm of the spirit.
Okukugataganya mu dale mu mutembe ogwo
moyo. That shows you the realities in the realm of the spirit.
Okukoleka ebyanna madale ebiri mu seyo.
After you have known that you were a new creature.
Ngomaze okutegera ngoli kitonde kijja.
You also need to understand
that
there is a dynamic force.
Ntiwali wa amanyi.
That connects you to the realities in the realm of the invisible.
Agakwasaganya n'ebyannamaddala ebiri mu nsi
eyo. Faith is the opposite of fear.
Okukkiriza kye kikontana n'okutya.
When you fear, faith is not there.
Bw'oba otya tewali kukkiriza.
And when faith is there, then fear will not be there.
Ate era bw'oba okkiriza okutya tekusobola kubaawo.
But you and me are spirits.
Naye gwe nange tuli myoyo.
We are supposed to connect to the spiritual realm.
Tulina okukwatagana n'ensi ey'omwoyo.
And see what God is doing in that realm.
Netulaba Katonda ky'ali mukola mu
nsi eyo. And be able to do the same in this realm.
Naffe ne tusobola okikola mu nsi eno erabikako.
That we will see what we call the first dimension of creation and replay them in the second dimension of creation. There is nothing that happens here on earth which has not yet happened in the realm of the spirit. Good or bad, they first appear therein. But we have been called as legal custodians of authority. And we are supposed to permit the performances of the things that are in the invisible into the visible. That's why God shows you what is in the spirit through your dreams and visions and the prophetic utterances, that you may use the same in your warfare, that you as a legal custodian of authority you will stand and say, I refuse that, or I call it forth. But our spirits were affected because of the influence of sin. Jesus comes, re-perfects us, but we are still in the body of limitation. Amen.
Amen.
So our spirits will always stretch to get beyond the limitations of the carnal phase or our bodies. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bobo uliriza abantu.
If you listen to people,
abantu abamu bagenda ne bagamba nti no, kakati tugenda kola bya mwoyo.
Some people say now we are going to do the spiritual things.
Amen.
Amen.
Then aunt kati ebyomwoyo biwedde kati tukole ebirala ebya bulijjo.
And then they say now the spiritual things are done, so now let's do the usual things.
But God does not want us to behave like that.
Mukama tayagala tweyise bwe tutyo.
He wants you to be spiritual, but spiritually natural.
Ayagala obeere wa mwoyo naye ng'ate okikola mu ngeri ng'ey'obutonde.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Amen.
Nga gwe okubeera ow'omwoyo tomala kwenyiga maaso n'enyiga no.
That for you to be spiritual, you don't first have to do it mechanically. Close your eyes and do things that show that you're entering the spirit. Amen. God wants you to be spiritual. That even when you're driving, you're in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
Because this is a sphere.
Kubanga enombera oba
it's a territory in the invisible dimension.
Kubama twale munseta labika.
That fortify our physical bodies.
Aganyweza amibiri jaffe.
Galatians 5:25.
Abagalatia 5:25.
Bible says that if you live in the spirit, then do what?
Bible yamanti bwoba obeera wo mu moyo era tambula mu moyo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Since we live by the Spirit, this one says, let us keep step.
Keep in step.
K- keep in step with the Spirit.
Era tusigale nga tutambulira wamu n'omwoyo.
The Spirit of God facilitates us on a higher dimension.
Omwoyo wa Katonda atuyamba kudala erya waggulu.
To bring us on a higher platform of expression.
Okutuyamba okutuuka kudala ery'okweyolesa.
Buli kigendo kubaako.
Everything that is going to happen to you, it is already there in the realm of the Spirit. But it is upon you to know it, to see it, to understand it, or to hear it. So that you can align it the way that you want it to be aligned.
Amos 3:7.
Three seven.
The Bible tells us
Bible
that surely the Lord God will do nothing. Somebody say nothing. Say it louder.
Nothing.
He will do
nothing.
But he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets.
God will not do anything unless he tells his servants the prophet. Now you may say that you are a prophet.
Bible yesomesa nti gwe nange wazimbibwa ku musingi ogw'ekitume ne bannabbi.
Now for you may think you're not a prophet, but in the New Testament the Bible tells us that you are on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
You have the ability to connect with the prophetic insight. You can know the way the prophets know things in the invisible.
Osobolera ddala okukwatagana n'entegere y'abannabbi naawe n'olaba oba n'omanya bye balaba.
And you are built on the apostolic because you can operate on the authority and the wisdom that God has bestowed in his word.
Era wazimbibwa ku ngeri y'ekitume kubanga osobola okukwatagana n'obuyinza n'amagezi Katonda gaba wadala.
So apostolic wisdom and apostolic authority, and then we have prophetic insight.
Kati tuyina amagezi ag'ekitume n'obuyinza obw'ekitume ate ne tubeera n'okulaba n'okumanya okw'abannabbi.
Mukama yeebazibwe.
Amen.
Mukama waffe yeebazibwe.
Amen.
Emibiri gyaffe gino.
These bodies.
Gikugira omwoyo gwaffe.
They limit our spirits.
Okusobola okutambulira mu ddembe Katonda lye yamutegekera.
To be able to operate in the freedom that God prepared for us.
Naye Katonda ayagala tutuuke ku ddaala.
But God wants us to come to a place.
Ng'emibiri gino tegikyatukugira.
When these bodies no longer limit us.
Mukama waffe yeebazibwe.
Amen.
So he gives us the spirit.
Kati n'atuwa omwoyo.
He gives us faith.
N'atuwa okukkiriza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he allows us to engage in dimensions of liberty that we will express ourselves the way we are supposed to.
Natukiriza okwetaba mu mitendere egy'eddembe tusobole okweyolesa nga bwe tulina okweyolesa.
Liberty in your conscience.
Eddembe mu
you're free from the consciousness of sin.
Obeera wa ddembe ery'okufaayo kw'ekibi oba okwesalira omusango.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Liberty in the mind.
Eddembe mu ndowooza zo.
That you are free from the deceptions of this world.
Ngo oweewe eddembe ery'obulimba bw'ensi.
The deceit of this world.
Obulimba obw'ensi.
Liberty in the will.
Eddembe mu kusalawo okwo.
That our submissions will be under God alone.
Nti okukkakkana kwaffe kubeera eri Katonda yekka.
We will not be compelled by the compulsions of Satan.
Tetusindikirizibwe kusindikibuzibwa kwa Satan.
Liberty in our emotions.
Eddembe mu busimu.
That we will not be controlled by temper.
Tuleme okufugibwa obusungu.
Bitterness.
Oba obukaawu.
But that the love of God will find expression in our lives.
Naye okwagala kwa Katonda kweyolese mu bulamu bwaffe.
Mukama waffe yeebazibwe.
Amen.
Nga gw'omaze okuweebwa eddembe.
You have been given liberty.
Gy'osobola kati okusalawo okusinza Mukama nga si mu kutya.
That you can now decide to worship God not out of fear. Not because you are
calculating
something. You can say that God loves to be worshipped. Let me worship him so that he does something for me.
But in our mental faculty is a certain revelation and consciousness of the mighty and the greatness of God comes to our spirits.
Na yenga mundowoza za feutufuno kubikulirwa kw'obukulu n'amanyi ga Katonda nga bibi tusindikiriza okusinza.
But we begin to gaze at the sovereignty and the personality of God.
Ne tutandika okutunuulira obukulu n'obuntu bwa n'ekikula kya Katonda.
Written word, we can see how great he is.
Okuita mu kigambo nga tusobola okulaba obukulu bwe.
Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman and he said that the Lord is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes, yale yagira nomuchalo omusamaliya namugamba nti Katonda anoonya abo abanaamusinza mu mwoyo ne mu mazima.
Worship in the spirit.
Okusinza mu mwoyo.
That you worship him according to the revelations that you have in your spirit. And worship in truth, basing on that which has been revealed in scripture.
Atokusinza mu mazima kwe kusinza ngosinzira kwekyo kibikkuliddwa mu
kuyawandikiwa.
There are times you worship God.
Naye ebigambo by'okozesa okumusinza tobirinaamu experience yonna yonna naye nga kyo obyogera lwakuba nga byawandiikibwa.
But the words that you are using, you have no experience with them, but you're using them because it's the truth. And you tell God you are great. You're the one who is sustaining this world, which has
you have no experience of that. But because it is written, you can still declare it. But you can also experience the love of God. The goodness of God. And you say, oh Lord, you are so good. You are so good. And your spirit attests to that. Sometimes when our words cannot fully express that which we feel in our spirit. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to speak so much about little. I want us to understand that our spirits are supposed to find liberty from the basic limitations such as carnality and demonic influences. But we enter dimensions of revelation.
You enter a dimension and God is revealing things to you. By the time you say he's holy,
when you have expressions of the reality of what you are saying,
yes. And you say, Lord, you're powerful. And your heart is seeing something. There is a revelation that is coming to you. There is knowledge and understanding that is coming to you. Nobody is going to force you to lift your hands. Because within you, you are seeing him great. You are seeing that he's worthy. Hallelujah.
Nagambye nti omuntu yatondebwa abeere mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda.
I told you that man was created to live in the presence of God. To work in the presence of God.
In this presence, in that atmosphere, the human spirit functions on a higher level.
Akolera ku dala lya waggulu.
Kyovula bantu olumbe tuba tugenda okukola.
Sometimes when you're going to pray for people,
ebintu byeyagala okukola naye nga byetaagamu intimacy ne Mukama.
You have some things you're going to do and they need intimacy with God.
Oyimba akayimba n'omusinza n'omugulumiza oba tumubraibinga.
You are seeking something. You're not bribing him.
Tubagenda kusabira abantu naga nti mulete yakayimba ne musinza oli
mukulu.
You are not bribing God. You are not even making him feel guilty. But your spirit is rising to a higher functional platform where you are able to hear well, to perceive well,
and
understand spiritual realities.
That's why the devil interferes so much with this ministry.
He left us to frustrate the music ministry because he knows that this is an avenue that opens portals in the invisible dimension. You see, you can be in a situation where you don't understand what is happening around you. But when you come in the presence of God, you begin to know
osobola okutegeera.
You begin to understand.
Otandika okutegeera.
You begin to perceive.
Otandika okubaako
by'omanya. You connect with the realities in the invisible realm.
Okwatagana n'ebikwatibwako mu nsi ey'omwoyo.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Amen.
You are a spirit.
Oli mwoyo.
The Bible invites us to live and walk in the Spirit.
Era Bible etwaniriza okubeerawo n'okutambula.
The Bible invites us to pray in the Spirit.
Etwaniriza okusaba mu mwoyo.
That literally means that our highest levels of expressions are in the Spirit.
Era ekyo kitegeeza nti neyolesa yaffe esingira ddala eri mu mwoyo.
And the victories that we attain in the realm of the Spirit will be reflected in the physical dimension.
Era n'obuwanguzi bwe tufuna mu nsi ey'omwoyo bujja kwolesebwa mu nsi eno ey'obuliwo.
Batusindika mu seasons ez'okusaba.
We are sent into seasons of prayer.
Okusobola okwewagala n'okweya positioning okubanga mu nsi y'omwoyo tumanya biki ebigenda mu maaso.
So that we can sharpen ourselves and position ourselves to understand what is happening in
God
the realm of the Spirit.
God lives outside time.
Katonda abeera wabweru wa biseera.
But he has ordained the children of men shall live in seasons and times.
Naye ate yasalawo nti abaana b'abantu banaabeerawo mu biro era ne mu biseera.
When you don't perceive this, your season.
Bw'otategeera biro byo.
You don't perceive the timings of God.
Bw'otategeera biseera bya Katonda.
Chances are you miss out on divine performances.
Ogenda kusibwa okola kwa Katonda.
Ne weesanga nga season yene ekutabukidde.
This season may become tough.
Lwakubanga season yewedde tewagitegeera ne season gy'ogenda.
Because you didn't understand the last season and you don't understand the coming season.
Mukama yebazibwe. Katonda yaganya omwoyo omutukuvu ajja abeere naffe.
God allowed the Holy Spirit to come and dwell within us.
Asobole okucommunicating okubeerawo kwa Katonda mu bulamu bwaffe.
So that he can communicate the presence of God in our lives.
Moses had been in the presence of God.
Musa yali abadde mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda.
He had experienced transcendence in the realm of the Spirit.
Yali alezeeko ku kusenvula mu nsi ey'omwoyo.
Yali ategedde ki ekisobola okubaawo omwana w'omuntu nga ali mu mwoyo.
He had understood what can happen when a man is in the Spirit.
Kati wano Mukama amugamba nti mugenda genda mu nsi ensuubize.
Now God is telling him you're going to go to the promised land. You're going to lead them.
Namugamba nze sijja genda nabo kubanga balina emitwe emikakanyavu nja batamba malewo.
God told him me I will not go with them because they are stiff-necked. I will kill them and finish them.
Musa n'agamba sebo to bw'obanga togenda genda naffe tubuulira ani gw'ogenda agenda okutuwerekera.
Moses told him, Lord, if you're not going with us, tell us who is going to go with us. And God told him, my presence will go with you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, do you realize there is a difference? I am not going to go with you. If I go with you, I'll kill all of you. Then he says, now who will go with us? He says, my presence will go with you.
Amen.
Now listen.
Uliriza.
When the presence of God
okubeerawo kwa Katonda
is with you,
bekubeera naawe,
is activated in you,
nekusikulwa mu gwe.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ah, Mukama yebazibwe. Okubeerawo kwa Katonda bwekusiikuuka munda mu gwe.
When the presence of God is activated within you,
eno kutandikira eno munda.
It starts inside.
The Bible says that in the presence of God there is fullness of joy.
Bible egamba nti mukubeerawo ke wabeerawo obujjuvu bw'essanyu.
Waliwo okuteeka okutali kwa bulijjo okutandika okwebagala obulamu bwo.
There is rest that is unusual that starts to embed your life.
There is a certain dimension of distinction that begins to be associated with your life.
Waliwo eddala ery'obwawufu eritandika okugoberera obulamu bwo.
Mukama waffe yebazibwe.
Amen.
Eriyo ebintu ebisobola okubaawo.
There are certain things that can happen.
Naye nga gwe olw'okuba oli mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda.
But because you're in the presence of God, they cannot just affect you. I was praying for somebody last week. She was saying that the things that were inside her were telling her to run away from
me.
Every time she would come near him, the fire would burn them. I wouldn't see any fire. Praise the Lord. The demons were witnessing the fire.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible says that during the night there was a pillar of fire, and during the day there was a pillar of cloud that symbolized or signified or gave a signal to the children of Israel that God is with us.
Bible yetugamba nti ekiro nga waliyo empaji ey'omuliro ate emisana nga waliwo ekire ebyakiikiriranga okubeerawo kwa Katonda.
Mukama waffe yebazibwe.
Amen.
Mukama yebazibwe. Okubeerawo kwa Katonda bwe kusaanuuka okuva eno munda.
When the presence of God is stirred up from inside. It comes around you. And there are things that cannot just happen around you.
That influence of divine presence can expand. Amen.
Amen.
That you enter a place and there is an atmosphere that goes with you, saturated by divine realities. Let me use, there is an example I always use, which is very simple. If you go to town, and you find where they are selling fish, and you touch that fish, and you don't wash your hands, are we together?
Yes.
And you leave and enter a taxi, and you go to Entebbe, and you sit among people.
Notula mu bantu.
Bawulirachi. Kibawe ekiri.
What do they smell?
Nayi wali wakalosa, wali wakawowo.
You don't have the fish but they smell.
Akalaga echenya wanu wali we ya connectinze ko nachi.
There is a scent that shows that there is somebody who touched fish.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Amen.
You can be in the presence.
Osobola okubeera mu kubeerawo.
You can experience the reality of the presence.
N'onyumira okubeera mu kubeerawo.
Nayi ne bw'otambula n'ogenda mu taxi.
But even if you walk away and go into a taxi,
realities in life will know that this person here is not alone. Mukama yebazuwe.
Amen.
Ngabi manya.
They will know.
Not everyone will just bump into you just because there is an environment around you that is soaked by the reality of God.
Amen. It
is
my prayer.
Nti tumanye engeri ki gye tusikulamu okubeerawo kwa Katonda mu bulamu bwaffe.
That we shall know how to stir up or activate the presence of God in our
lives. Ekisookera ddala kwe kubanga otwala obudde okusoma ekigambo kya Katonda.
The first thing is to take time to study the word.
There are times when you feel so dry.
Waliwo ebiseera w'owulira ng'oli mukalu.
It appears as if divinity has taken a flight.
N'obanga nti Katonda alina w'alazeeko.
And you read the word.
N'osoma ekigambo.
And you read the word.
N'osoma ekigambo.
The Bible says,
Bible ekigambo.
Jesus was speaking to his disciples in John 6:63.
Yesu yali ayogerera abayigirizwa be mu Yokaana
6:63. That the words that I have spoken to you, they are spirit.
Nti ebigambo bye njogedde nammwe mwoyo.
And they are life.
Era bulamu.
When we talk of life, it is an activation power. So as you read the word, you are enabling the activation of divine realities in your life.
One, we don't just read to make it
reverently up there. Reading and studying the word can change your internal atmosphere and change your mental faculties.
Okusoma ekigambo ngo ine ntisa ya Katonda kisobola okoma ku kundowoza zo ate kisobola nokoma ku bulamu obwo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then the conscience fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Okutabagana n'omwoyo kwotaddeko omwoyo bakwotaddeko
essira
okuyita mu kusaba.
Also praying in tongues.
Naddala okusaba mu nnimi.
I began praying in tongues when I was 14 years.
Natandika okusaba mu nnimi nga nina emyaka 14.
I'm getting to 50, you cannot stop me.
Nnyingira 5 tosobola kunsirisa.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That thing changed my entire life. I have understood that prayer is not only a system of reception, but it is also a system of edification. To activate spiritual realities. To build your inner capacity. And allow you fly above natural and spiritual limitations. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses understood the influence in the presence of God. There was a special assignment and positioning that allowed him to express the same. But again, for us, we have greater privileges and advantages that we can, through worship, minister to God, and as we minister to Him, He ministers to us, bringing us to a place of rest, a place of liberty, a place of activation, a place where we will express ourselves without limitations. A human spirit was created to live in the presence of God. Now we know that God is everywhere. When you go to the mountains, He's there. When you go to the valleys, He's there. That one is called positional presence. But there is what we call the manifested presence. The conscious presence of God. The activated presence of God. That you activate intentionally. More so through prayer and worship. You enter a place and you feel a demonic influence, or you feel a certain dimension of carnality prevailing in such an atmosphere. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you concentrate on building and cultivating that divine reality in the atmosphere. You are holy. Jesus, you are holy. Your consciousness of divinity increases. Your conscience of divine realities increases, and your spirit will begin to also expand in terms of liberty.
There are so many things that you can do when you're in the presence of God. Amen. You can survive so many things when you're in the presence of God. Amen.
I want us to pray for a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How many pray in tongues here? How many don't pray in tongues? How many want to be prayed for and you pray in tongues? I'm going to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That you may also enter a certain level of fellowship.
Abooluganda sibavunulide. Bameka abatayogera mu nnimi. Agambye agenda kubasabira bwe batayogera mu nnimi.
Mukama waffe yebazibwe.
Amen.
But I want you to know.
Naye njagala omanye.
As we come in such an atmosphere.
Nga tujja mu mbeera bweti.
Where our spirits are focusing on the realities of God.
Ng'emyoyo gyaffe gyewaddeyo eri ebyobanna.
Because worship is basically declaring who God is.
Kubanga okusinza kulangirira Katonda kyali.
Who God is.
Kulangirira ekyo Katonda kyali.
And then praise is declaring what He has done.
Ate okutendereza kulangirira ebyo byakoze.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We call it exultant prayer.
Tukiyita okusaba okugulumiza.
Praise.
Okutendereza.
Worship.
Okusinza.
And thanksgiving.
N'okwebaza.
That you are in such a dimension where you are concentrating on divinity. Exalting Him. Magnifying Him. Allowing yourself to enter dimensions of liberty, because the Bible says where the Spirit of God is, there is.
Nga weganya okuyingira mitendera egy'eddembe kubanga Bible egamba nti omwoyo waali waliwo eddembe.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me hear you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are going to worship God.
We
are going to pray.
Amen. Amen.
If you pray in the spirit, if you pray in tongues, I'm going to ask you to pray in tongues. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't pray in tongues, just pray in understanding and worship the Lord.
Declare His goodness.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, there would be many times when you struggle with devils. Struggle with demons, but we do not have clarity in the majesty and the power of our God. What changes the game, what changes everything in the realm of the spirit is your ability to relate with liberty in the spirit. Eri abantu abamu abalowooza nti Mukama kakati akyannemesezaawo, Mukama tannanganya kuyitawaawo. Naye ng'abamu emyoyo gyabwe teginnafuna ddembe libaganya kwenjoyinga bintu Katonda bye yabategekera.
Some people think that it is God hindering them, and yet it is their spirits that have not yet come to a place of liberty
but
to enjoy
when
what
our
God
spirits
desires
learn
for them.
To cultivate the environment,
we
are able to rise in the prophetic dimension and also come to the apostolic platform and use the authority that God has given to us to change the things that we are supposed to change.
That
you have seen and you have heard in the spirit, and then you come and declare them and refuse them or establish them. Holy Spirit, we give you praise. Just begin to worship. If you pray in tongues, I just want you to pray in tongues. And I'm going to pray with us. I strongly believe that you will not remain the same. You need a facilitation. You need your spirit to rise to a certain platform of experience. We call them divine encounters. That a reality in the realm of the spirit will be made evident in your spirit.
That you just don't think about certain things. But God can open your spirit
right.
And you're able to see what you are not seeing. You're able to hear what you are not hearing.
Shall we, give me Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. Let's begin from verse 1. Let's do that quickly as we finish.
We are going to pray together and then we finish.
Can we read together? 1-3, we go.
When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Uh-huh.
There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each one of them.
Now, first wait. The Bible says that there was a mighty wind, and there were cloven tongues of fire that appeared to sit on them. Today we are not going to see them. Ask me why. Ask me why. Say it louder. Why?
You get at me.
Because that day the Spirit of God was just coming from heaven. And it was a prophetic fulfillment of what God had promised. But today the Spirit of God came, is in your life from the day you came to the Lord. If you're born again, raise up your hand. Good. That day when you accepted Christ, the Spirit of the Lord came into your life. Amen.
Amen.
And now the Holy Spirit is the one who has the gift of speaking in tongues. So where is the Spirit? Speak it louder. Where? Is in heaven. Where? Is in you. If the Spirit is the one who has the gift, where is the gift of speaking in tongues? Where? Inside you. Now, that means we are not going to ask God to give us. He already gave us. So what are we going to do? We're going to join your faith and my faith.
tugenda kugata okukkiriza kuno
kwange. What is inside of you
ekyo ekiri munda mu ggwe
will come out.
Kiveeyo.
Let's read verse 4.
Katusoma olunyiriro lw'okuna.
And they were
bonna ne bajjulirwa.
Somebody say all.
Bonna.
Or some. Are they saying some? They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Who spoke in tongues? The Spirit or the disciples? I was praying for some people to speak in tongues and someone did like this.
Me, God, the mouth is there. You do what you want.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But the Spirit of God is inside of you. I'm not the one giving you tongues. And your tongues may not be like the ones of the other one or the other one or the other one.
You may wonder what you're speaking is not like your neighbors.
He gives utterance as he wills. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kati ulira, ntunulira. Gama nti, ayi Yesu. Nkwebaza. Olwe chirabo, chewampa. Amina. Tozibiriza masu. Praise the Lord. The Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in tongues. The Spirit is inside of you. I'm going to pray for you in faith that which is inside of you will rise up. We pray in tongues by faith. Who knows Lusoga here?
Ani amanyi Lusoga one.
Okay, you come. Who doesn't know Lusoga here? You come. You don't know Lusoga. Come. Read the Burundi. Okay. You can stand there. For you come here. We are assuming. Somebody say we are assuming.
Tutebereza.
That this one.
Jono.
Is an angel in the spirit.
Malaika mumpse yomoyo.
We are assuming this one is you and me.
Kakati ono mwala ye gwenange.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are assuming that I am the Holy Spirit.
I'm just assuming.
So I'm going to help this one. To say some things. And what this one tells you is what you do.
Muna. Tuma. Muna.
China.
Does she know what she's saying? I'm helping her to say. But in the realm of the spirit, they understand what she's saying. You may not understand what you're saying, but whoever you're addressing understands.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody may say, when you speak in tongues, you don't understand what you are saying. Yes, I may not know. Does she know what he was saying? But the one she was talking to knew, and the one helping her to speak knew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Raise up your hands.
Breakthrough Miracle Life meets every Sunday at 9 a.m., Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. in Lunguja, Kampala, and Saturdays at 6 p.m. in Houston, Texas. Like and subscribe to catch our live broadcasts on Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope.
For more information, call or WhatsApp 0704-008989.